It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnell with KRWG News. On Wednesday, New Mexico Health and Human Services Secretary Dr. David Scrace said during a news briefing that waning immunity from vaccines against COVID-19 is among a long list of possible reasons the state is stuck on what health officials say is an uncomfortable plateau. Officials said they don't expect any changes in public health mandates given the persistent high rates of community spread around New Mexico. On Wednesday, health officials in the state announced 959 additional COVID-19 cases and 15 new deaths related to the virus. As of Wednesday, there were 389 individuals hospitalized in New Mexico for COVID-19. Conservation groups are applauding a court ruling that will require the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to address poaching in its Mexican gray wolf recovery plan. Here's Roz Brown from the New Mexico News Connection.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has 6 months to develop new language in its Mexican gray wolf recovery plan after a judge ruled the problem of illegal killing of wolves was not adequately addressed. The judge's ruling was in response to a lawsuit by conservation groups, including Defenders of Wildlife. Southwest Program Manager Brian Bird says one of the highest sources of wolf mortality is poaching by humans, and protections are needed for that.
Whether that's increased law enforcement or increased education of the public, they have to put those into the recovery plan explicitly.
The group's 2018 lawsuit claimed that the federal agency's plan failed to meet basic requirements of the Endangered Species Act. Mexican gray wolves, or lobos, became one of the most endangered mammals due to federally sanctioned hunting, trapping, and poisoning. According to Bird, the centuries-long coexistence conflict between wolves and humans, especially over territory and livestock, has nearly led to their extinction.
You're never supposed to shoot a wolf unless you're under extreme threat for personal safety or property. And when you lose a wolf to poaching, it's very likely it could be highly valuable from a genetic perspective.
Bird says genetic diversity has decreased dramatically among the Mexican gray population, and a proper recovery plan could help save the wolves from extinction. He adds that 105 gray wolves are known to have been killed unlawfully between 1998 and 2019 following their reintroduction to New Mexico and Arizona. This is Roz Brown, New Mexico News Connection.
New Mexico is revising its standards for social studies instruction. Some thoughts from commentator Walt Rubel.
A great nation is able to teach its history honestly, celebrating its triumphs and correcting its mistakes. That's what the New Mexico Public Education Department is trying to accomplish with its proposed revision to the social studies standards. The revision comes at a time when school districts throughout the nation are going through the wrenching process of reevaluating how we look at our past and its impact on who we are today. In the 1970s, several legal scholars began writing about the role that white supremacy has played in advancing the interests of white people in the United States over those of minorities. It was called critical race theory. Today, CRT has become shorthand on the political right for any discussion about race that might make white people uncomfortable. The state's proposed revision is not CRT. But it does place a strong emphasis on our cultural and racial differences at every level of the process. Kindergartners would be taught to describe ways they are similar and different from people who share their identities and people who do not. Seventh grade students would be asked to brainstorm ways in which New Mexicans might heal from past and current injustices. I don't quibble with the historical accuracy of the proposed curriculum, but I'm worried that if not presented correctly, it could focus too much on our differences and not enough on our commonalities. The success of this new curriculum will depend on having teachers who understand their students and are able to explain complex and controversial subjects in a way that is nuanced and respectful of differing positions. I hope the PED will give teachers that freedom. I'm always suspicious of any grand new edicts that flow from the state capitol to the schoolhouse. We saw the dangers of that recently in neighboring Texas, when school librarians were told that a new state law required them to present opposing views to any books they may have on historical events, even the Holocaust. So, Mein Kampf? Despite my misgivings, it's clear that the new curriculum would provide a comprehensive study of who we are and how we got here. Much of it would be specific to our state, heritage, and culture. And all of it is designed to encourage students to think critically about issues and be able to rationally make and support their own decisions. The plan is still in the draft phase at this time, and the public comment period is still open. I fear that many of those commenting have not read the plan, which is available on the PED website. I encourage anyone who's concerned about what you've heard about the plan to read it yourself first, and then add your voice to the discussion. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.
While Rubel's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect the views of KRWG or NMSU.